Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everyone, and happy Tuesday. So this is like my favorite day of the week, I'm just going to tell you. I get to bring on amazing people like my friend Dr. Steven Spencer. We get to share wisdom with the world, and this is going to be a good day. So let me bring on Stephen, and welcome.
How are you?
Awesome. I know you are. Oh, goodness gracious.
You're so chipper this morning.
I am. I feel good. I went out walking before the show. Yeah. I don't know what got into me. So I think I infused the frequency of mind domain and contraception to my body. So
yeah, lines is a great adjunct to add to your orientation regimen.
Oh yeah. I'm 58 and I think I'm looking pretty good. So I'm a lion's mane girl.
Absolutely.
You know, it seems like we may have some reverberation. Might you have another window open, or maybe it's on my part? So I don't have a single Safari, so and I'm only on Chrome. Okay, so we're good. It'll probably go away. So, anyway, before we get this party started, I just want to, I did this training for a couple of weeks, Divine Intervention Spontaneous Remission. Actually, we did a show while I was in training, right? And I really, I learned a lot more about the human condition than, I gave myself credit for in the past. And something that's showing up, and it's not even necessarily out of me, some of it's on me, is judgment. I'm seeing a lot of this. And I don't actually, I have no charge on it anymore. When someone judges me, I'm like, but I love myself anyway, I'm okay with my imperfections and I'm okay with my flaws. But I want to do something with you today.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked up mantras, and I want to bring the world, before we even get the show started, acceptance, love, infinite love and gratitude, right? And replace judgment with, for the world, for everybody who's listening, and anybody they touch, infinite love and gratitude. Like lose judgment and replace it with infinite love and gratitude. We give it to the world today.
On the collective.
I do. I think they kind of need it today.
Yeah, okay. We can start with that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So, we're over the collective. So let's go into that. So, what it is when we look at the outside world, or actually when we look at ourselves, it's a reflection of our outside world. Mm-hmm. Right? So when we judge ourselves, we're judging everyone else. It's filled up with all kinds of different belief systems, right?
Yes.
And limiting beliefs and self-doubt in themselves. And they want other people to basically boost their ego by falling in line with their belief systems. Right. And the reason that's done is because it's about self-acceptance. They have to have everyone else accept what's inside them about them, or there's no validity inside them, right? The first thing we want to do with the collective is we just want to basically say, I fully and completely accept all parts of me unconditionally, and we check that, and put love and gratitude. So let's write that down. Fully embrace.
I'm going to put this in the comments, so I fully embrace. Let me just write this down. Hold on.
I fully accept my uniqueness.
I fully embrace and accept my uniqueness.
No.
And then I
right.
get that extra I out.
Yeah. And so the reason why someone would not accept themselves and externally for themselves is because they don't feel like they have a purpose. Right? They're searching for that purpose. So everyone here is born for a reason. That's why we're here, right? Everyone is born for a purpose. And so whatever the mind has in store for them. So we're going to say, I have a purpose. And a mission to fulfill.
Yes.
Have mission work.
Okay, so.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
I don't have, I have a purpose and a mission to fulfill, right? Sorry,
right.
There's a little bit of a delay with my computer while I type. It doesn't actually type, so.
That's okay. I have a purpose and a mission. Yeah. And so what we want to do now is we want to set, those are limiting beliefs there, but we want to set an intention. And we want to set an intention how do you think people would feel if they feel like they belong? They embrace their own uniqueness, accepted it. How do we want the collective to feel?
Love, a sense of belongingness, a sense of I count, what I do matters,
And so if everyone was loved and accepted for who they were, what would that look like?
Joy, peace, harmony.
What would they be doing?
Well, for one, they'd be smiling, right? They'd be smiling.
Great. Smiling and what else? How would they be living their lives?
Oh, they'd be contributing to the lives of others.
Okay, contributing to others.
Without judgment, you know, and just really acceptance and compassion.
So the way that we help others is by staying authentic, living through the heart. Contributing to others, living. Because oftentimes they live through their mind, right?
Right.
And they live behind the mind is full of ego. And I always say that that is the double energy of the subconscious mind. It's all fears, doubts, worries, and everything like that. And, there's a biblical quote, a man who knows himself well, protected by a sheet of armor that cannot penetrate. So it doesn't matter what anyone says or does to you. You will not be not your work. You will continue on your path. So now we're going to say, I am loved, smiling, contributing to others, living through their heart, infinite love and gratitude. We're going to say it again. I am loved, smiling, contributing to others, living through the heart.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'm going to write that. I love, smiling, and contributing
to others, living through my heart.
Living through my heart. I'm going to focus on...
And that's our intention for the collective. That's what we want to set out there today.
Yeah, and really I want to make sure people hear, because I'm kind of hearing people aren't hearing something. Living through the heart, right? Living through my heart.
When we live through the heart, we live through honesty, morality, and integrity.
Yeah.
We're not concerned about what others think. We're not concerned about how others feel. You know, we are just living authentically, right?
Yes. And we live authentically. This happened to me yesterday. It was wonderful. It was so wonderful. Someone sat there and judged me, like right in front of all my peers outwardly. And I said, yeah, I said, that is a flaw, and I love myself anyway.
If you know you're doing the right thing, others are going to correct you.
Yeah.
Right? It will only trigger you if there's things inside you.
Right.
And you need that validation externally, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, really cool. But it called me to bring this into the field for the collective, because... You know, we need, I want people to have more love in their lives, you know, and starting with themselves.
They're going to work with your outer world. So if you don't, it's not internal, it's reflected outward.
Yeah. So thank you. So I'm living and contributing to others, living through my heart, living authentically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just, here we go, authentically. All right, so that is the intention for the show. And, you know, I didn't give you a chance to introduce yourself. I was interrupting because I'm like, well, no, I introduced him, but I didn't really give you a chance to introduce yourself. So please, let's backpedal just a little bit. Tell the world about your...
Then we got to go back. We got a portal that we just created.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
All right. I'm Dr. Stephen Spencer. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I fix 100% of orthopedic issues not related to cancer, fracture, or infection. And I'm the master of the subconscious mind. So I reprogram the subconscious mind. It is the manifestation of all the things within our health and our lives. So I help people attract the money, the three things that everybody wants. I help them attract the money, love, and the health that they actually desire. And I interpret the love language of the universe as in karma, which are the gifts and strengths wrapping paper. They're the pains, fears, and traumas of life that are gifts and wrapping paper. I help them interpret them to understand why they're there and how they're helping you to transform. Through that, embracing that now, we can live life that we feel we are deserved or want to live.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well said. I'm just like smiling this morning. To create this portal, are we good?
All right, yeah. So we gotta go back. We created this big energy portal, right?
Right.
Really embracing, accepting our uniqueness. And so when the collective doesn't embrace themselves, they don't accept themselves, they don't love themselves, they're out of their search for external validation of things. And what happens is we get chaos. There's a lot of anger inside me. There's a lot of sadness, a lot of depression, worry, right? And there's no need for any of that, right? When you worry, when you're depressed, you get more of that. When you're angry, you get more of that. And it just shows up in our lives, the symptoms in our body, in our life. So we just want to report on that, fully embracing and accepting our own uniqueness. And when we go into that, the portal that we created it ends up being having a spiritual imbalance on the collective, infinite love and gratitude. So we stay infinite love and gratitude because love is the highest vibration. Dr. Morosu Emoto, the doctor that discovered that words influence the molecular structure of water, hate, anger, fear, sadness, worry, doubt, depression, all these different emotions, they vibrate at a low frequency that doesn't energy changes the core structure. Love is the highest vibration. It's just a way that allows energy to flow through the body. We don't have resistance. Emotion is energy in motion. So when we're in a negative state in the mind, energy doesn't flow in the body, our life creates symptoms. So what we want is just every time we find an imbalance and we feel a resonance change, I use kinesiology to tap into that. We want to say infinite love and gratitude. Right? And in that we find spontaneous healing, spontaneous remission of uncurable diseases or situations in life, all of a sudden people are attracted in different people, different circumstances. So when we have this spiritual balance, because people are not fully embracing their own uniqueness, that is happening because of art, because of the will of society, the will of choice.
Wow.
The people are not denying that they have free will and their choice to choose. But when we are stifled because we don't feel like we have free will as a collective, it comes to energy not to flow. And energy, the fire elements, isn't flowing through where? Fire, if love is a fire element. So small intestine meridian is love and gratitude, small intestine meridian. So the fire element deals with rising up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deals with rising up. Being our authentic selves, right? We're actually here meant to be. You're not the worries. You're not the sadness. You're not necessarily the negative thing you think about yourself, right? You're here to realize your infinite potential. So, in that, we have a small memory that's not which pathway firm in themselves, that's not feeding into that metal element. It's like a strong structural building. It's architect designed just perfectly. It doesn't sway. The storms can't take it out. And so in that, when we have the small intestine, it's not through that co pathway, that would be affecting the large intestine, if the love and gratitude, the large intestine. So we have a small intestine not being the large intestine through that pathway. And so now we want to go into finding out how it's being expressed. And which expression channel? So it's the emotional expression channel. As a thought virus, no. Emotional cancer, no. Personal evasion, emotional, physical personal evasion, infinite love and gratitude, physical personal evasion, society as a whole being invaded physically. And the emotion that's being held in there is in the fire element. It's lost, practically the joy, not sure, not thinking, abandoned, left out, infinite love and gratitude. So society as a whole embracing weakness because they feel left out, infinite love and gratitude, to be accepted. So the self-acceptance being not the self-acceptance in you, the love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. And we're just going to say, I live in a world of acceptance.
Okay, I'm putting it, I live in a world of acceptance.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. I live in a world of acceptance. Say it again.
I live in a world of acceptance. I live in a world of acceptance. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite
love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. I live in a world of acceptance. Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, we're solid on that now. So,
yeah.
Any other emotion? Anything else? An expression channel? No, is there a holy pattern? No. So that's great. There's no holy pattern. It's not affecting our physical being. but just as a global collective, the energy wasn't flowing. It wasn't the small intestine, it was feeding the large intestine. People were standing. They weren't rising up to who they potential, to who they actually can be. So now we actually go back when we say, you know, as a collective, today we choose to be our best by being 100% supported and deserving of embracing and accepting our own uniqueness, having a purpose, living in mission, loving, smiling, contributing to others, living through our hearts right now, infinitely, forever, no matter how painful, scary, or challenging it is, has been, or will be, it's rock solid. So we just made a big shift in microcosm.
Yay! You know, because I just want people to have, I want them to have what they want, which is, and at the end of the day, you know, really, the truth is they just want to be loved and accepted.
That's all it is. That's the only reason that people seek out money. It's the only reason people seek out whatever they want in their life, right? That's what they're chasing.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is it was always inside them from the beginning.
Yeah, because, you know, people, it's important that some, you know, there's many people have been programmed to believe that they have to be perfect. You know, we were talking this Sunday night. I did a presentation in Atlanta at Five Centers. I forget the exact name because I'm here. I can't remember the name. But a wonderful group of people. All of them were intuitive, right? And,
yeah.
I mean, just we had some fun. We played, right? And but really, it's programming. So, you know, here today, lose the programming of yesterday. Bring up new programming of today, which is infinite love and gratitude, accepting yourself with all your flaws, and knowing that your flaws are perfect, and that's what makes you who you are, and it's where you go. So, let's bring on a caller, Stephen.
Sure, let's do it.
Oh,
or do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about your program or program that you're doing? My
functional food.
Yeah, your functional food program.
Yeah, and we can do that. Let's do that. So I think it's gonna be starting this week. We're waiting for some back end on the website development to work. Philip is here. He says little 5-point community center is where we did the speaking engagement. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate you. And actually, Philip, the functional food program is been an expensive program, and because it takes a lot of my time to teach people about food is medicine, and it was born out of the fact
it's
that
it's very detailed.
Yeah, it is.
It's very detailed. A lot of information there because it's not just eat these foods. It's about cleaning up your environment. It's about, you know, the effects the foods have on your body, right? What else is involved? I mean, you were going through it with me, and there was so much detail.
Yeah, so we're not removing the toxicity. So it's not only the chemical items in your home, but your personal care items that you're putting on your body, you know.
Right, the cleaning products, and it's about cleaning up your environment, filtering your water, like your air. It's more than just food and what you're eating.
Right down to
any part of weight loss and what we look like to be accepted.
Yes, because, I mean, technically right now, and I'm fine with it, I'm overweight. And actually, be healthy is not always about your weight. And not saying go out there and, like, you know, get heavy. But I was eating healthy, so I was still functioning really, really well. But I saw a picture of myself, Stephen. I was on top of this waterfall in, on this mountain, and so took a of me, and I posted it by accident. I didn't realize I was on top of the waterfall. I thought it was just the waterfall. And it was a gift because I saw I had a belly the size of Mount Olympus. And I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Right? Because we don't see ourselves. And then I bought a new pair of pants. And in 5 days, the pants didn't fit. And I'm like, what's going on? had parasites. So my stomach got huge.
Yeah, it was swollen.
Yeah, like huge. And I was in my friends with this parasite. The way that I looked. So then I laughed myself with this stuff because it's funny. So I used my red light therapy and killed it and then took, my stomach backed out.
Red light therapy against the parasites?
Red light therapy.
Mm-hmm. Is it really? I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And so I killed, I would say, like 98% of it. And then I used clove and oregano.
Yeah.
And my stomach is not extended. I still have an opportunity to lose weight, but I'm certainly not looking like I'm ready to give birth. Don't spit that out because I saw that coming.
It's my breakfast.
Here's mine. There you go. It's my dandelion coffee with 10 different mushrooms this morning. And
are you doing an intermittent fast?
You know, I think I kind of am. It's just, and it wasn't intentionally doing it, but I'm drinking a lot more now. Water, less food, just giving my body a rest.
I actually probably need to do more of that instead of staying in mTOR. So mTOR is the cellular rebuilding process where the top is clearing a metabolic byproduct and getting rid of the senescent cells. So through that intermittent fasting, there's a lot of benefits because you're going to increase your sirtuins, rapamycin is going to pick up all these other aging compounds. So I probably need to get more focused on having shorter periods of feeding, where I'm eating, the same amount of calories, but in a shorter period of time instead of, I like to space it out because I eat so much food in a day, working out. To supply the muscle mass, you eat a lot of food. It's hard to eat that big a meal. These are to eat split up. The typical bodybuilders, they eat, six, seven, eight times a day, and they split meals up. But in that, your body's always digesting.
Right. And
it's good to give your body a voice.
That is. And since we're talking about food, I want to show you where I'm going today because it's just so exciting. He raises cattle, and I got some of his meat. And I think this is here it is. So I got some of his meat, and it's called Casa Fattoria, and I will bring it up on StreamYard. Is the best meat, literally, that I've ever had in my entire life.
This is the farmer that's by you?
Mm-hmm. And it's called Casa, and this was, this is in the, around Act With Your Community, your magazine. It's Casa Victoria, local chemical-free and in-season options for better health. And the husband and wife team is Tony and Julie, and it was the best fat I've ever tasted. And it speaks to that, right? Because fat is what's going to help heal your brain. You probably can talk more about that than me. But we only put Celtic sea salt on this piece, and it was and my bird had it too, and they thought that was amazing. So we're going to go out and see the farm today. So.
Birds don't normally eat. They're carnivores. They don't normally eat just seeds and berries.
So yes, some do, and you think about the bird. Catch the early worm. Right.
You have some birds like eagles, of course they would be at rats and mice and things.
Yeah, but they also eat worms, and worms are meat. Birds absolutely eat meat. They eat chickens.
Yeah.
They eat bacon. I get them all the healthy fat, especially the bacon fat. They love that.
Yeah, actually, Dr. Joe Mercola got me putting Zeus on beef tallow.
Very good. Yes.
So it's like his little treat. You know, he was getting cataracts, so I started putting carnosine in the beef tallow.
Nice. Yeah.
The carnosine is actually really good for cataracts. So we put them on, it's an antioxidant form. We put them on that for the cataracts, and then the beef tallow. He knows more beef tallow.
Oh, does he? Not that fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at a house, and he would follow him all around the kitchen, and he'd go sit right by where the drawer where the beef tallow was.
He's not a dumb dog, I mean, let me tell you, right?
I've never seen him that crazy or anything.
Mercola had, like, the best, right? Like.
Oh, organic, yeah. I wish you buy it bulk on Amazon. It's good, you know. It's better to cook with that. We don't want to cook with a lot of seed oils. Seed oils go rancid. Even olive oil is a low flat point.
Especially olive oil.
Right.
Especially olive oil. Don't cook.
Everything olive oil is healthy, and it is raw. But when we cook these low flat point oils, they turn rancid and they oxidize.
Thank you. I'll cook this and put it in the. In the fungal food program, because we cook mostly with coconut oil, because you can cook on high heat.
But yeah, the best oils to cook with are going to be coconut oil, avocado oil, and pure beef fat.
Yeah. So we all cook with the bacon fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. That's
the. I actually, you know, genetically, I don't metabolize fat as well. So I have a couple of different genes that don't allow me to metabolize fats as well as necessarily carbohydrates. So because of my DNA, I look at my DNA, I create exothermia, right? And so people who have certain genes, like a FBS gene, you know, they will not have these fats well. So which means that if you don't metabolize them, they end up converting to ammonia. If you have a bunch of ammonia, then that covers peroxynitrate. And peroxynitrate is a radical that can cause gut damage. And it would also create dementia later on in life. We want to keep our antioxidant free radical balance in check. So I just make sure I get my fats very moderate. I don't want to do a super high fat diet. So for me, if I was to do a diet that, you know, like the keto diet, that would be a horrible diet for me. And that's why when I did it, I lost weight, but I was always puffy and bloated, right? Because I was creating a lot of peroxynitrate, ammonia levels, you know, and when you have high ammonia levels, you're probably going to have high blood pressure. That's why when you do some people do ketogenic diets with the high meat diets, you know, and the high fat, baking fat, everything like that, they have blood pressure because it's the high fats not metabolizing, creating too much ammonia, right? Yeah. And then ammonia then causes a higher amount. It just regulates angiotensin 1 and angiotensin 2.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Causes blood restriction.
And now I always love having you on the show because you take my knowledge and the world's knowledge to a new level. Thank you.
To a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the people that I've learned from know way more than me.
And that's the beauty, because as long as we're all learning from each other, it's awesome. She's a great show so far. Hi, Jody. Hi, Dr. Spencer. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
How are you, Dolly? And there was a question here from Chris. She said, avocado oil, yes. Cooking with high fats, avocado oil, and coconut oil are the best oil to cook. The only way that we use olive oil in this house is over a salad, cold.
Yeah.
So, and if I want to use something like sesame oil, because I use that for when I make a fried rice dish, actually I cook the fried rice in coconut oil, and then I put the, after I'm done cooking, then I'll put the sesame, the toasted sesame oil on top of it, so it doesn't actually get a raised heat this warm. So, like that. It probably stays around 200, not even that, probably 100 degrees.
Not even that.
Yeah.
No. That's not healthy nature.
No, right. And so it's learning how to play with your food because you want the certain oils and it tastes good with them in the right space. So
yeah.
Should we bring, I'm going to run to commercial real quick and I'm going to bring on, I know that we have people in the calling in. They have their hands up. So 779-801 is the first one we're going to bring up. And so, you all know this, but Dr. Spencer is here to offer, oh, goodness gracious, my puppy never started. That's okay. We'll download this one and upload it to the puppy. But Dr. Spencer is going to do remote healings today, right, as he always does. And there seems to be a question. Does Dr. Spencer, do you offer that kind of genetic analysis for clients?
Yeah, I just need a DNA report from 23andMe. So once I have that DNA report, I can plug it in the computer system. And then I can do a readout and tell you exactly what foods, well, whether you should, your diet should be consistently of fat, carbohydrates, you know, if you don't metabolize proteins well, if we're oxidizing those. We compare, and I look at antioxidant production, a neurotransmitter production, hormones. We can go through all the different body processes and figure out, you know, restructure your diet a little bit to what's better for you. And then put you on a few select supplements temporarily to help downregulate some of the SNPs that are being addressed. The single nucleotide polymorphism was a genetic mutation.
Nice. Yeah. So.
And so we decrease the stress, all of a sudden that gene doesn't have to be pressed. You're not a victim to your DNA, right? Something had to bring about that expression, some sort of stress, any emotional stress. I know thoughts can cause DNA to be expressed. We're not going to change actual DNA coding, but we can change the expression of the gene. So our emotion can cause that expression. Inflammatory foods, different stress, not getting enough sleep, all these different factors can cause that gene to be expressed.
Right. And so, you know, as I've learned as well, I mean, it's science-based nutrition, right? So meaning that you can have the APOE gene for, I think that's, you know, for Alzheimer's, right? So you can have any gene for anything, for arthritis, what have you, but it will not express itself unless you give something to ignite it.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Totally. Courtney saying, avocados are toxic for my birds, so I have to be careful using that kind of oil. So I've been to your house.
You don't use avocado oil.
Yeah, so you have to feed the bird avocado oil, and your bird's in another room. So as long as you're eating it, and we use avocado oil here, and we actually have avocado, so as long as the bird's not eating it, you're fine. Anything you want to add to that, Stephen?
No, I mean, just use coconut oil. That's fine.
Yes, do that too. And then what do we have here? She says, Teddy, cold pressed organic Tunisian olive oil is the highest in balanced omegas and bottled olive. I don't know that oil.
Yeah, that you have to be careful buying your olive oil. You have to know the source where it's coming from if you're going to use olive oil. So like we said, you don't want to cook with it, but you have to be careful where you're getting it because there's so many fake imposter oils out right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, you go buy organic oil, it may not even be real.
Yeah. If you want to learn how to first of all, you want to do sourcing, and that's a big part of what I do in my show, in my my functional food program. So we are going to have a list of, you know, all the organic farmers, places where you can source food, people who are testing these foods. So you are empowered to fish, right?
Yeah. What's actually funny is a lot of the drug cartels are actually involved in the olive oil business.
Well, not a surprise.
Because there's so much money in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's more money in olive oil than there is in the drug trade, so they're involved in it.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of fake olive oil that's out there.
Yeah. Tons of it.
You're not buying what you think you're buying.
Yeah. Totally. So let me run the commercial real quick here. We've got Willie Nelson and his We'll do that first.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. We do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food and business mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right, that's the commercial. We got to it. We're good. So let's take our first caller, unless is there anybody, and anybody on the chat, let me just say this. So if you want to call in, it's 515-05-9325. Press 1 to speak to ask a question. Now, the second thing is if, for whatever reason, calling in, I know there were some people from Australia and the UK last week, so if you don't want to call into the show because it's a long-distance call, no worries, put a question in the chat and we can help you there too. So, and I will take 779-801. And if you could listen, we're just trying to, there we go.
Long distance calls, what are those now? Isn't everybody just using the cell phone?
So I think when you're in the UK though, or in,
I can call people in other countries.
Oh, you can. I think isn't there an extra fee for that though?
You know what? You're right. Yeah, you can just go to another country. I don't use WhatsApp.
Yes. Oh, that's a great idea. So interesting. So we'll try to input that into place on the next show. So call from 779-801. You're live. Welcome to Self-Care.
Good morning. This is Maika. I live in a world of exceptions, infinite love, and gratitude. Greetings to you,
Yay.
Dr. Stephen, and you too, Jody. Jody, you're just glowing.
I said the same thing.
Thank you. I'm happy.
We can see you.
Thank you. I just feel really good. I am. Can I tell you? Yeah. Thank you. So.
All over your face. Dr. Stephen, I would like work on my left hip. It's paining me when I walk and creating this limp. You do a little work on it. And I need some subconscious programming to move my body more, to exercise more also.
Okay, so you're lacking motivation?
Yes.
And I got you in the spotlight there.
Maika, so first thing I want you to do for me, I want you to put your one hand on your forehead for me, okay?
Which hand, right or left?
You doing that? You do what I'm doing? Can you see me? Maika, can you see? Did I lose you?
I don't know. Let me check that back. Maika, did we lose you? Are you putting your hand on your forehead?
Both hands or one?
One. Can
just
you?
One hand.
Okay.
Yeah, one hand.
Yeah,
so
I can't see you.
You don't have a resonance. We're going to harmonize your mind and your body and put a level of gratitude. We're going to pick your hand up, put it back. We're good. Take Maika, pick your hand up off your forehead, and I want you to put it back. Good. So we're connecting your mind and your body, which your mind and your body are connected. Right? We're tuning the instrument. We want the instrument to be tuned with the universe so it's ready to receive. And so now what I want you to do, Mikey, is I want you to take your finger and I want you to point down to the ground for me. We're going to connect you to the earth. We're going to make sure that you're grounded. So we're going to check, is the spirit connected to the earth? Mind connected to the earth? And body is kind of there. So good job, Mikey, you're connected to the earth. Let's go check to make sure you're connected to the universe. Speak up. So I want you to take your hands and put them in front of your body. And I'm going to prepare mudra, just like this. And we're going to check, all right, is your spirit, universe, mind, universe, body to universe. So we're connected. All right, good. So are you still there, Marika? Can you hear me?
I'm here, yeah. I would like, I was thinking I want to get off the phone and get on Facebook because I can hear you better on Facebook. Can I do that, Jody?
Yes, yeah. And then just check back so we know where you're at, right? Like, try to engage on that. Is that okay?
Say that one more time.
So when to engage with us, just, you know, put comments in the thread so you know that you've got what we're hearing. Is that good?
Okay. I can do that.
All right.
One second.
Sure. I'll close off this mic.
Okay, good.
All right, so there we go. All right, so Mike, go ahead and put a, she said she's on Facebook, so we got her now, so go ahead and
great.
Walk her through.
All right, Mike, you said it was your right hip, correct?
Yeah, that was it, yes.
Your hand on your right hip. And when we when I put my hand on your right hip here, it's a weak muscle response. So we're just going to harmonize that and say, keep it a love and gratitude. So it's called a body portal. And we're going into that because there's an energy leak going on in the right hip.
Okay, actually, she's actually saying it's her left hip. I thought I heard her say right as well.
I thought she did too. But her right hip was leaking energy too. But we'll do both.
So it's overcompensating.
So, mm-hmm. Love and gratitude. We'll do her tip too for love and gratitude. Good. But you get what I want you to do is I want you to stand and play. I want you to march and I want you to move. Okay. So she's doing that and then we're showing up a body portal, input of love and gratitude, input of love and gratitude, input of love and gratitude. Good. But you get, I want you to keep marching. Right. Stay strong. And then we're going to do something called, we're actually going to have you go to certain positions. I want you to lean out and try to touch your toes. Do a stretch, try to touch your toes, input of gratitude. Awesome. Stand up again. And I want you to march in place for me. Okay, go ahead. Now I want you to stretch down. I want you to touch your toes again. We're there. All right. I want you to sit down. Can you sit down on the floor and do like Indian style or like butterfly style, kind of like you're almost meditating? Are you able to do that, Mika?
Let's see. She's doing that.
If not,
I'll be here for this.
In for love and gratitude. Good. Other positions. No. And now I'm going to do something. I'm just going to rub the hips. Get the energy in Chinese West, they call it chi, prana in Ayurvedic. It's just suck stagnant emotion, right? Emotion is energy in motion. Input of love and gratitude, input of love and gratitude. So we're going to keep loving the hip. And no. As well. No. Cool. So that was simple and easy. We're going to run the portal on it. So we're going to ask, is it emotional or biochemical? Yeah, we have a biochemical imbalance with the Maika's body. Input of love and gratitude, the biochemical imbalance from the mind, the spirit thoughts. Input of love and gratitude. Kind of funny, you know, when we talk, she's like, oh, I lack the motivation and, you know, I don't know why I can't think of my diet. And the hips speak language, right? So it's almost like she's not moving her hips. She's not greedy. Right, she's got herself in prison. She's not moving forward. So that's all that was. So this body portal is going to open that right up. Awesome. So we have this biochemical balance. It's from her thoughts. So I'm gratitude to the thoughts that you've internalized and I disconnected from. So you disconnect from the thoughts, aren't allowing the energy growth of the fire, earth, metal, water, wood element, the love and gratitude wood element. Is it the liver? Yes. And the love and gratitude shed. So the liver needs to feed into the sex organs. If the love and gratitude is feeding your sex organs. When the liver and the wood element deals with breaking out like the oak tree stands solid in the wind. It doesn't sway, it doesn't move, and it just branches out. But it branches out and it needs to go into the fire element and rise up its ultimate potential. But it becomes stagnated when we disconnect or internalize our thoughts because they're too painful. The energy stops flowing in our body and it starts to speak symptoms like hitting. And so when it does that, it becomes stressed structurally. If we're at the structure, specific muscles, if we're looking at the muscles, any other structure, yeah. Bones, cartilage, ligaments, muscles, joints, organs, fascia, lymphatic circulation, nerves, muscles and nerves, if we're looking at the muscles and nerves in this where, specific, hip, head, neck, upper extremity, torso, abdomen, pelvis, infinite love and gratitude. The muscles and nerves in your pelvis, they're holding on to this notion of wood, fire, law, spark for joy, not sure, not thinking, abandoned, deserted, absent-mindedness, infinite love and gratitude, absent-mindedness, infinite love and gratitude. So when I'm not being absent-minded, not being mindful, and I want you to play a movie in your mind of that absent-mindedness, and whatever, however you relate with that. Right? It doesn't matter wherever, whomever, whatever that comes to your mind, whatever you associate with that absent-mindedness. I want you to just connect with that. I want you to play that movie in your mind. And let me know when you have that. Gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. There we go. Absent-mindedness. And emotion, expression channel, emotion, structure, biochemistry, fed into its toxic amount of emotion there that needs to be drained into the love and gratitude. And the wood element is resentment, anger, it's gall, it's stubborn, emotional pressure, decisive aggression, frustration. Somebody can hear holding on to frustration. They put love and gratitude to frustration. And we're doing the same thing as with absent-mindedness. I want you to connect to the frustration. And I want you to play in your mind the frustration that you feel. Connection affects the lungs. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Ricky, I want you to take a big breath for me. And we're just going to let go of that frustration. Let it all out. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, frustration. And their emotions, which is holy to mind, body, spirit. Input of love and gratitude to your spirit. So the only matter is the spirit. And the spirit, we go into the quantum realm. So what we do is we go into particles and waves. In this case, the particle. Our particles are a neurotransmitter, a hormone, digestive enzymes, and immune factors that vibrate on a specific frequency that draw in the resonance in the form of waves, pulling in what we think. Because everything that happens for us is play a movie. The people in our lives and everything else is playing a movie of what we actually think. So what we are going to do, we're going to harmonize the rapid eye movement pattern of where you're not processing the frustration. And so we're going to check to see if when you go in, no, when you go to the right, every time you look to the right, it creates a stress response about that frustration through your REM sleep. Not processing, right? We're just going to keep following it until we harmonize that infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. So I'm doing it for you. I'm the medium, and I'm basically tapping into your spirit doing it. Infinite love and gratitude. We've got one more pattern because we usually have four. Infinite love and gratitude. There it is. Any other patterns? No. The body? No. It's the holy pattern? No. And we always go through. We go up the chakra system to find out where we need to close up the portal. And if we get it right, we're always at the top. If we close it out the crown, we feel it in. And now what I want you to do is I want you to just march in place for me. Now that you're moving, I want you to tell me how do your hips feel?
Let's look for her response.
You can get back on the phone now, Aika. I know you're better on Facebook, but you can get back on the phone now.
Yeah.
I just want to know how you feel after we ran through that energy portal and that shift in consciousness.
You know, I might just give her a call. Let me just do that.
Okay.
Let's see if I can. She is. Never mind.
All right.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. They feel looser. The left hip feels looser. It's not as painful as it was. I'm moving it around, and I'm not feeling any pain, and I'm walking now, and I don't have a limp. Oh, my goodness.
A little pain there?
Say that again?
You still have some pain there?
It feels just a little achy, that's all.
Okay, well, hold on. Well, who are you going to stop with?
Oh, it sucks.
You're herself? Yeah, okay. So, cool. So the bladder deals with hip flexion, and so you know the fact that you're pissed off, we just pull that out, right? Fully. And what did we just work on today, right? It's the thing. The intention we had today was fully embracing, accepting our own uniqueness. You know, not judging yourself. So I don't need to judge myself. I'm here for a purpose. I belong, and I'm ready to embrace the divine light within me. Good. We shifted that. Now, Mike, you can check out yours again. Now we shifted that out. That take care of it?
That took care of it. it's a little shift on the right hip now. There's a little achiness on the right hip now. The left hip seems to be fine. Interesting.
Yeah, there's no emotion that's stuck in there. The rest of that that's going on, you know, you just need to find a guy like me that can take care of the mechanical issues that's being manifested in there. So, you know, all you have to do is go on abcmiracles.com and find a doctor in your area. Archie, do you live with me, don't you?
She's in the hospital.
Say that one more time.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, so
I said you live in the area. You need to go to abcmiracles.com and find a doctor in your area. You know, they can take care of structural stuff that's going on to get the thing out. But
okay, because I did have an X-ray done last week. There's nothing showing in the X-ray.
Yeah. I know there's mechanical issues. It's part of the aging, part of the process of living here. We get these adhesions on the spinal cord. And these adhesions, you know, meningeal adhesions, three layers of the spinal cord, they adhere together. And there's lots of different structural techniques out there, but they're inconsistent and they're not fixable with producing the results. So when you look at the photos on my website of the patients that I see and why I consistently and predictably correct 100% of orthopedic issues, it's because I'm moving things in a different direction than what everyone else is. And so I'm pulling adhesions that happen as we've aged that other people aren't addressing. They branch out their skull like a spider web and shift our bodies. And then after we slacken the cord, create space so that the bones can go back to your body completely starts to unwind apart. So these people you see with their poor posture and suck forward, that's correct. And there is zero, and it's very easy to do. You just have to show up in the office. But you don't have to be like the people in the nursing home. Or on a walker, right? It's the you get neurological inhibition and muscle weakness because the nerves become stretched. And it doesn't just affect our posture, it also affects our physiology. So the neurological system is affected because when we stretch nerves, they lose function, but also mechanically, because if you're collapsed, of the lungs and heart, it affects your cardiac output and your oxygen intake. And what do we need oxygen for? It's necessary to convert into making antioxidants, right? Part of the chemical reaction to make antioxidants. So we take in oxygen because our chest is lifted. Our ribs can lift. If your ribs can't lift, you can't take in oxygen. If you're collapsed, it's pushing down on the intestines, and then that's pushing down on all the sex organs and everything of that nature. So 60% of prostate issues are actually related to mechanical issues. A lot of these problems that people have actually be solved through correcting posture, and nobody else is addressing it the correct one. And it's amazing to watch people's life and health transform without even going to their emotional problems and actually correcting their structure. When their bodies pop up, it takes all the tension off the brainstem, and it's amazing to watch people's lives transform. One, a better tuned instrument aligned with the universe because the meridians open up and the chakras do, but also just because when you feel better and you don't have physical pain in your body, you actually want to be productive.
It's really, really true. I mean, the body doesn't heal unless the spine is aligned. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, and here, the old chiropractic dermatome model where it says this organ's related to, or this joint is related to, or this level vertebrae is related to this organ again, and this one and this one, all bullshit. The great theory, and so there's a saying, the greatest tragedy in science is the slaying of a beautiful theory by an ugly fact. And there's a lot of dogma there that all needs to go. And the issue is not that it's that level vertebrae is subluxation, right? It's not a subluxation that's pinching a nerve and causing disruption in the nervous system. It's actually the nerve is stretched because the bone went forward. So the bone goes forward, tips forward and slightly rotates. And we stretch the function. So the problem is you could have a subluxation down here and move that, not have a big impact. It changes your mechanics, but the issue is there's actually nervous stretch. The bone's gone forward and rotated. And so it's stretching the nerve, and that was alpha brain nerve surgeon from Europe. Adverse tension on the cord.
Dr. Steven, it's not only the stretching of the nerve, but then also that stuck energy.
But it depends on where the nerve is. So wherever the tension is on the nerve is where you're going to have dysfunction. The bone is secondary. It's the stretching of the nerve that's the primary issue that's causing the dysregulation of the nervous system and the dysfunction of the organ.
Yeah. It is 9:04. We need to go to a quick commercial. We have a couple of people asking for healing. A couple of people I'm going to turn off the mic here. Is there anything you want to say before I turn off the mic and do a commercial?
I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to go back and listen to basically what you were saying because I couldn't really understand you on the phone. But thank you so much, Dr. Steven. Appreciate you. God bless.
You're welcome.
With love and gratitude.
All right. I'm going to turn off. I'm going to go to a quick commercial here.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Freedom Essentials leads to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door. With the Place of Peace pop-up from Freedom Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office for yours.
Okay. I'm going to pick the person on Blog Talk first because I think they were calling. So and I think it's actually a country number because it's coming up as all one. Hold on. So welcome to Self-Care with Dr. Steven Spencer. We're doing remote healing today in the subconscious mind. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, Well, good morning and giving honor to God, first of all. My name is Dr. Leroy Brown, like the song Leroy Brown, and I'm a forensic psychologist. And I was raised in Chicago, but I'm calling from Alabama, where my folks are from, down at Mobile, the great state of Alabama, the Bible Belt, where folks believe in Bible beans and bullets down south. So the reason I'm calling is I was trying to hear, like my eagle said, the last call, it's hard to hear, it's a little fragmented, so your energy and communication coming through the phone are really fragmented, and it's like every other word you say, you might miss, say five and one might come through. But on the subject of energy healing, I've worked with some energy healers and talked with, because they study that in the military, because in the psychology department, we did in the military, just like if you cook or you a paramedic or you a surgeon, that's what you train to do. So in the military, they have a mission. Sometimes they may have to kill. So people train to do that. And they have a lot of psychological issues and a lot of energy that's pent up. And we've been trying to work on that. We have remote energy healers and all those things. So I've been, and I studied Reiki myself. But what my question, Dr. Spencer, is you said your name is Dr. Spencer. What type of doctor are you? Did you say what did you matriculate?
I'm a naturopath.
A naturopath. Okay. Natural. Okay. Very, very good. Okay. Because you see, and what you're talking about when you talk about the anatomy and the issues and things that cause the issues, you're very astute and on point. But my question is, because when I met Latima Latif at Operation Push, it was about solutions. So the solutions in the community, how can this be taken to the community? Because yesterday I heard a gentleman named MacArthur. He was attacked. I felt angry energy from the women on the phone because they were talking about homelessness. A lady was talking about homelessness. Hey, she wanted to talk about her struggles and trying to get the church to help her and the community to help her, and nobody helped her. And she got negative energy from people that even she tried to help. We see this going a lot in the black community. So what I want to do is ask you and Jody, would you come to Chicago? I'll be in Chicago. And would you take this to the street so we can see how we can heal these problems and this negative energy and this homelessness problem when people sleep on the bridges, all this crime in the communities and this murder and all this dysfunctional behavior, especially in the black communities. So I wonder if so, because Jody called in yesterday and talked about energy.
So
she said she wanted to do homelessness. I want to take it to the street and see, can we go to the heart of the street, to Chicago, the big city, one of the big cities, because the crime is bad everywhere, and then see, can we do some energy healing and see, can we help the people?
So I already volunteered to do that. I'm going to be piped in remotely with Zelda Robinson, who is a Monday host. So
remote,
go ahead.
Remotely, so not in person?
Go ahead, Leroy.
No, I was just wondering, can you get the same results remotely? Because it sounds like a lot of it. Because when you talk about things like this, so to some people, it may sound your infinite love and gratitude and all this. It may sound like a nice utopian idea or utopian theory. But when it comes to practice and how it can be in the community and how it can help people at the grassroots level solution to these problems we're having,
the divorce and all these other things, yeah.
How can we get that energy?
Let's let Dr. Stephen speak. Go ahead, Dr.
I was going to let him speak.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Brother Spencer.
So, Leroy, I can tell you're really passionate making a difference. And what we want to be cautious of is, you know, that saying, when you feed a man a fish, he eats for a day. When you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. And so we want to be really cautious with not enabling people, not just giving them things. And so when we do this, what we want is we can absolutely make a shift in consciousness of anyone and everything around us. And people have free will to choose their own path. And the way that you make a difference is by stepping into your own light and being an example and showing others the way. You can't help people by enabling them and just speaking to them. You have to be the example. And I'll encourage them to follow your lead, because most people are not leaders. They are followers, and they will follow by example. So if they're in a community with a lot of hatred, they're born with a family of hatred, they're born with those thought fires. They're learned from their peers, right? So the biggest way you make a difference is you find people that want to follow your lead. So by you being a strong male example in that community, you can make a difference. You just have to be your authentic self and help wanting to help them.
Well said, right. Well said, brother. Thank you for that answer. Well said. And I just want to focus, and I still want to give that challenge to Jody, so to come to Chicago and meet and shake hands and look at folks' eyes and show us how we can do this so we can take it on and spread it out and pay it forward.
So I'm not sure that I'll be able to step into Chicago. Zelda will be there, and then she will pipe me in. It's a long drive for me. It's, I think, like 15 hours to drive out there. And I do
where
work
are you located,
time.
If you don't mind me asking? I'm
sorry
for interrupting. If you don't mind. Oh, so
okay.
You're in Georgia, the Peach State.
I am. But Zelda and I already have this commitment created. And, you know, I do most of, I would say I do 95% of the healing that I do remotely. So, and it's very effective. And, you know, I understand this. You know, my heart, and I am, and I believe that many people who are unhoused or homeless, they are empaths. Right?
They're choosing. They've consciously chosen that path. Now they can basically consciously unchoose that, right? But it's the unconscious things that have allowed them to choose that. So they have the absolute power to do that, and the universe will keep pushing them to do it and make life hard and challenging and everything else. As they go along their path.
Well, it's not just the homeless. I don't mean to interrupt you, Dr. Spencer, but it's time. It's of essence.
Yeah.
It's not just the homeless. We're talking about all the issues, other issues, going the lack of love, the lack of empathy, the lack of gratitude. And I'm speaking of really all over America, but really it's really hit the urban areas very hard. And we see the results. So we see the results of it in the crime numbers. We see how many men are in jail. And if people aren't upset about that, if the people in those communities aren't upset about that, then I don't know what to say, because they should be upset about their communities and their surroundings and their environment. When most of the people who can and have the wherewithal, finances, they leave their communities and go someplace else. It could be just a whole total new place. They don't even know where it is, just to get out of their communities and get away from the blight and all of the I don't even know what word to call it. The blight and just the depressed state of things. The depressed. I don't know. It's just an evil. It's a dark evil.
Leroy, it sounds to me like you have a lot of passion for this. This is your call, and you want to be able, you're trying to find answers on how to make the community change. And so my calling and everything is seeing patients, helping them one-on-one. I'm extremely busy with patients. I help out. I get to go to the show. I work with people for free. I see other patients in my office that don't have the financial means occasionally and help out. You know, there's a lot of charitable things that I do to give back as well. I understand that not everybody can afford it. But I think what you're looking for the answer is, how can you fulfill your mission? And there's frustration there because you feel like you're failing. And you haven't made a big enough difference, and so you want to make a difference. And I'm going to give you a suggestion. You don't have to do it if it doesn't feel right. But one of my mentors is Darren Weissman, and Darren Weissman wrote a book called The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. He did a course called The Lifeline Technique, which gives you a lot of the tools and things I know. Not everything, but it gives you a lot of the tools to make a gigantic impact on the community around you and the people in your lives. And put the power back within them to change their own lives. And through that, once the person changes their own life, they'll influence others. It becomes a ripple effect, right? It's a total ripple effect. It's just a small pebble to make those small, to basically transform into a wave. So I would go to infiniteloveandgratitude.com. And I would look up Darren Weissman. I would strongly recommend taking his course, because you will do, have many of the tools I have to make an impact.
Well,
in those people.
I appreciate that information, that bibliography. But I'm 56 years old, going on 57, and so I'm not frustrated with my efforts. I'm frustrated with the man and woman's, how we treat each other, how society has degraded. And when I talk about black people, I'm a melanated brother. And there's so much hate and division in the world right now. We can't even have a conversation about politics without somebody hating the other person or telling the other person they're crazy or dismissing them or becoming angry. That's the anger and the evil in the world I'm talking about. And nobody wants to have that conversation. Everybody wants to sell something. I'm not in the market of buying anything.
Leroy, breathe. Really, just breathe in. Real quick, let's breathe in, everybody.
I'm inhaling some weed right now. I'm breathing some weed in right now. I'm inhaling right now. That's my medicine. That's my medicine from the earth. God, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 through 32, it says, "And God said, I'll give you every herb on the face of the earth." See, now when I speak, you interrupt me rudely. When I speak about the herbs and the plants that I'm using, you interrupt me rudely. But then when you, oh my God. So therefore.
Okay. So I don't want to bring the energy into the show. And Dr. Leroy, I apologize that I had to cut off your mic, but really, first of all, the one thing that I've learned in my lifetime is that what you're trying to achieve starts with yourself, and you have to have radical responsibility for who you are and how you show up. And when you are radically responsible for who you are, that's where people then around you change, because you change. They didn't really do anything different. They just showed up differently for you because you came into the world with a different energy. You want to add anything to that, Dr. Steven?
No, it's right. The world around you is a reflection of what's inside you. So if you see the world as painful, look, without darkness, we wouldn't know light. Right? We have the contrast to know. But when you are focused on that, everything around you becomes that. And I know, because I was in that path where I looked at all the negativity and all the bad things. I mean, everything around me was negative with that. And then you decide that you're going to be the difference, and you don't care who comes on the path with you or not. You know you're making a difference, because my world is completely different.
Same here. I mean,
And there is negativity that shows up in my life. It doesn't even throw a charge at me.
I just
understand.
I've been on the path for, I'm 58 years old, right? I'm older than him.
Right.
And one, I'm constantly feeding my mind with new information to help me raise my own consciousness. And I then attract more people of consciousness as well. And, you know, I told people, no name necessary, but I told people you're either with me or you're not. And if you don't follow, I'm okay. You know, like, this is where I'm going. And I'll love you anyway, but I'm going over here. You know?
Yeah.
And they shift. Because they really, because bringing love and light.
Right.
And that means, when you bring love and light, it means you have to be willing to stand in spite of other people's misery.
Just sheer absolute faith.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been working on. I live by faith. I'm going to give an example, so my husband and I, we're twin flames, and we had issues. We really have very minuscule issues now, I will tell you that. They're almost, really minuscule, but we had a lot of issues when we were dating, And I pray to God. I'm like, am I really supposed to be doing this? Yes. Am I really supposed to be doing this? Yes. So on faith, I kept on sticking with the relationship, and I'm glad I did because he's the best man for me in my life. And, you know, he's a blessing. He teaches me every day. And he either teaches me by his greatness and the things that he does. Sometimes he does something not so good, but teaches me how to coach him around it. And it's not a big deal if something kind of gets, you know, goes awry. It just has, it's a lesson, and we tweak ourselves so we don't have to have that lesson anymore. Like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that you and I both taught him about these are lessons and not, like, you don't have to beat yourself up.
It's a lesson, just, it's a lesson, not a prison sentence.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you, I know everyone's listening, so whatever mistake you made this week or today or yesterday, yeah, I'm hearing this. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, good job. I feel whoever that person is. And give yourself grace. And remember, it's a lesson that you get to learn from and move forward. Breathe in deep again, because someone out there, breathe in deep and transmute the self-hatred. There you go. Transmute that to God. Transmute that to infinite, to our infinite and corruptible source, and replace God's divine white light. Okay, that's done. All right, so we have a lot of questions up here. I mean, like, the board lit up. and it's 9:24. Is there anything you want to add to that before we take another?
No. Oh, we have about a half hour, right?
Yeah. So we have, how about this? So, Dr. Spencer, I'd like some help in clearing up issues with my sinuses that I developed in the last few days. This is Pamela Gasson.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I said, don't check my reading there. But, woo! Go ahead.
Sinuses always deal with frustration. Every single time they deal with frustration. This isn't even a mechanical thing. Like, well, a lot of people's sinus problems are mechanical. And I do a procedure with a balloon that goes up in the nasal cacha, which is the nasal cacha out, opens up the passageway there, and changes the cranial structure. But that's not even showing up. So we just got that frustration that's there. So I touch it. I do a body portal there. That doesn't even show up. But if I say the word frustration, that shows up. So Pamela, the first thing we're going to do is make sure that we're connected, that you're connected. So I check mind to body on you, Pamela. You're connected. Body to mind. We're checking both. Connected. We're going to check, are you connected to the earth? So we're going to point down to the ground. We're going to check spirit to earth, mind to earth, body to earth. Now what we're going to do is check universe. Universe to spirit, universe to mind, universe to body. Pamela is completely aligned, and she, her tune is tuned. So we're going to go ahead and go into that. And we're going to go into the frustration, into love and gratitude, frustration. Frustration, into love and gratitude, frustration. And so when you think about being frustrated, what is it that frustrates you?
We'll wait for her to reply. I spoke to her yesterday.
Yeah.
We met on Sunday at the speaking engagement. So I can't speak on her behalf until she puts in here.
Yeah, I want to know what's frustrating, Pamela.
Yeah. Let me see if she is still on. I'm going to send her a text.
Okay.
I'm being called. Should we move on or not? I'm here. We should move on.
She's not there. She disappeared.
I think she may have. And Philip is there, and he says, can you take us, all of us, in the process of stop taking on other people's issues unintentionally?
That's an individual thing, right? So, you know, you should have one of those issues. And the best way to take this is you can't take on other people's issues. if you choose that, take on belief systems. So just like I said earlier, I said a man knows himself well, is protected by a sheet of armor the devil cannot penetrate. Oh, Melissa, she's there. But Patrick, I mean, that's an individual basis. We don't want to put other people's stuff. We do that when someone gives you a thought virus, you choose to believe it. So someone says, calls you a name, they tell you you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, and you, on some level, 3 years old, dad said that, and then you took that out.
Take on their belief systems. So just like I said earlier, I said a man who knows himself well is protected by a sheet of...
All that. So, Pamela, I'm just going to bring you on your number, but what we need you to do is lower the volume, you know, mute your computer where you're watching this, okay, so that we don't have feedback. All right, we can give it another shot.
Hello?
Okay, we are...
Oh, there she is. Awesome. Hi, Pamela.
Hello? Hi.
Hi,
Pamela.
Can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes. Hi, Jody and Dr. Spencer. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not sure what I'm frustrated about, but I think I'm more frustrated because I've been trying to get my business going, and since the pandemic, it sort of like throw me back, and I'm needing to go virtual.
The same frustration that you're feeling since you were 8 years old. Let's track a little bit. Let's go back to 8 years old. What was frustrating about being 8? Eight years old is kindergarten, right? 6, 7, that's like third grade. What happened to third grade?
Yes. I think probably maybe something happened in school. Is that going to school maybe for what I can think of right now?
So you have a belief system that's there. Life is a struggle, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're
struggle,
then life is always going to be a struggle everywhere you turn, right? So every time you say life is a struggle, man, that tests positive. So we need to transform that. You don't want life to be a struggle. How do you get to be frustrating? How do you want your life to operate?
I want it to operate really with ease and joy and glory. And I do want to put the struggle aside because I have been feel like I have been struggling taking care of others, and now I want someone to take care of me.
What do you want to happen with ease?
I have financial secure and to live comfortably without struggling and enjoy life more. Something went wrong.
Oh, no, I'm here. He's writing. Nothing's wrong, Pamela.
Oh, I thought we're having bad weather here, so I thought the power went
out. I know we're having bad weather.
But it's not financial that you're looking to achieve. It's the acknowledgement. There's a party that's looking to be seen. So there's a struggle there to be recognized and be seen. It's not money. It's not money is not the thing. Your issue is not money.
Okay.
It's being acknowledged. And the money is what you feel on a subconscious level, you would feel would make you be seen. So what we would do is say my life is filled with joy, or my life is filled with joy being seen and acknowledged.
You're breaking up.
Okay. Money. For love and gratitude, people and gratitude, you're not worthy of being seen. Coaches say, I'm worthy of being seen.
Okay. So I want to be seen. Yes, because I'm afraid to get out in the public.
Yeah, there we go. that was where I was at. It was able to be acknowledged and seen. It was all coming from 8 years old. And so what's this transformational, chemical, structural, spiritual? So it causes spiritual imbalance and gratitude from your thoughts. And you put a love and gratitude to your thoughts that you deny. Deny those thoughts at 8 years old causes fire, earth, metal, water, wood element not to flow. So it causes that wood element, Chinese medicine, to flow through the shen, the ko, the wo, the liver, and connect to the gallbladder. So you can't branch out and grow. You can't stay solid like the oak tree. And that wood element standing firm in that. And because there's part of you 4 years older than one of these teens. And it becomes stress as a thought virus. So it's a trigger limiting killer thought virus. So a killer thought virus is a combination of trigger and limiting. Trigger is an experience happens and it recalls you, brings you back to 8 years old, puts you back in the frustration. Limiting is what holds you back from what your actual work or your sacred duty is here. So limiting just, you know, you want to be here, you want to be able to express and be able to rise up to what your soul has intended to. But there's that frustration there to come back, right? So in this now, we want to know what emotion is it that's there in that wood element. Resentment is there. It's called anger, called emotional depression, sense of aggression, depression. So it's depression. So I want you to play the movie in your mind of depression, whatever comes to your mind. I want you to play the movie of the depression in your mind. In for love and gratitude. In for love and gratitude. In for love and gratitude. Let me see. Good. Emotion expression channel. Holy pattern, body specific, pathogen. So here. We got the fungus that's there. So if I do this and I check here, fungus it's in. There. All right, so that's quick. So we're just gonna integrate that anywhere else. Okay. Kidneys. Good. So stomach and kidney. We integrated that. Now we check for any more fungus. No fungus tissue, no, nothing else. So pathogens, body, helmet cells, organ glands, sense systems, electromagnetic system, level of gratitude, systems, body, whole pattern. And we close that out, and I move through this one. And now if I can say my life is filled.
I can hear you, but it's like a breaking up static, but.
Okay, so you want to say
my life is filled with joy.
My life is filled with hope.
No, joy.
Filled with joy.
My life is filled with joy.
Being seen.
To be seen.
And acknowledged.
And acknowledgement.
Acknowledged, yes. And so when we go into that, it tests strong now. And I want you to take a brief crisis. I want you to tell me, is it less restrictive now? The sinus open up?
Yeah.
So what it is, there's a lot of mold that's affecting that. But now your body can recognize that. I don't believe in the germ theory, and this is going to trigger a lot of people, but I don't believe the germ theory at all. It's nonsense, and again, it's the greatest tragedy in science, the slaying of a beautiful theory by an ugly fact, and pathogens like bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, fungus, they exist, but the truth of the matter is that a pathogen cannot affect a host in the right vibrational frequency.
Right.
Those things exist, but they don't affect us. So,
what the germ theory is for people who might not know.
The virus attacks you, but the virus can't attack you, hurt you, if you're right at a genetic frequency. So the virus is there, and the pathogen or the bacteria is there to create awareness. It's a gift in strange wrapping paper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they live in our bodies, we're exposed to them, they just don't affect everybody. The only reason it affected you was because you are not in the vibrational frequency. The universe is just giving you the strange love. And this gift of strange wrapping paper to reawaken you so that you can become who your soul is meant to be and what you came here to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in that, you were at this frustration that was creating these symptoms in your life and allowing that fungus to overtake, restricting that. Because in a place of fight or flight, all of a sudden now you have blockages in the left nostril. You can't breathe. If you're relaxed, your left nostril is open.
Mm.
If the right nostril is open, you're in fight or flight. So that's...
left nostril is open, you're in fight or flight?
You're relaxed. If your left nostril is open, you are in the parasympathetic state. Your body's pelvis is relaxed.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if the right nostril is closed, like blocked?
The right nostril is open?
No, blocked.
That's
right nostril is
blocked.
But what if the right one is blocked?
Well, if the right one's blocked and you're breathing to the left,
yeah,
that's it. They are in parasympathetic.
Okay, it's interesting because when I you know, sometimes when I get congested, I pray for easy breathing, right? And I, you know, I do what I need to do and it clears up. But where I can breathe is always is on the left.
Yeah, and that can work. So the more detailed we are, the better results we get.
I'll say.
Yeah. So if we can get to the deep, deep root meaning, if you can pray for things, and prayer makes a difference, right? So for Leroy, you know, he can pray, and that makes a difference. In someone's life, it will make a difference. It can make a shift,
mm-hmm.
right? There's Buddhist monks that would get together, and they had, you know, as they would meditate with their intention of creating world peace, there was periods of time when there was. And that's because those Buddhist monks were specifically focusing on that as their intention to make a difference. So, yeah, prayer makes a huge difference. But the more precise we are, the more we understand the why these symptoms happen, our intention, you know, that's work from the heart. Right?
Yes, I actually, so I'll be more specific. Yeah, so I do pray for easy breathing, but I also ask for root cause. Like what, because, you know,
right. So
and transmute that.
So in this case where we had fungus because of the frustration, we're getting to the detailed part of it. So it's going to be more, we're going to get more of an effect, a positive effect than just praying, saying, you know, I want easy breathing. You know, I almost say this. I actually, it's 100% true. Want to talk about positive mental attitude, mm-hmm. and this whole positive attitude thing has become a super toxic state of being, mm-hmm. because what they do, they don't address any of the issues. They internalize and get the problems put in the back of their mind, and they pour life through the lower chakras and once, and then they're searching for happiness internally. And the whole fact of the matter is what has to be done is the healing on a deep level has to be open to heart and trust, and everything's going to be work out the way it's supposed to, right? Not force life of forgettings and pretend, say, life is wonderful, but goddamn well you know, right? You don't feel that way.
Right, and let me do a reaction to that. So that is very true, and then there's a lot of people that say, well, this is the path I don't want to talk to them. Past, but if you don't talk, you don't talk about your past like you're helping people with their past and transmute it, they're still vibrating in the same frequency, getting what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Pamela, does that help you?
Yes, thank you so much. It helps a whole lot. Thank you.
There you go.
Breathing is making nitric oxide, which is a major free radical. If we make enough nitric oxide, what will happen is, you know, first of all, a couple things. One is it'll help neutralize peroxynitrate. It will antiviral and antipathogenic. But also nitric oxide, if we have enough of it, if we have disruption in our neurotransmitter cycle, it's enough of it to be spared that we can still function, neutralize free radicals. And it will push down and actually help make serotonin and dopamine convert.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
So breathing in, breathing
fast.
Yeah, I mean, the nitric oxide is important for molecule.
Yeah. I actually have a product. I have a product which is called BFF and helps you make nitric oxide.
And there's certain amino acids that are crucial to making nitric oxide. Citrulline, arginine, those things are absolutely essential to making it. But that's a small component of it. We need oxygen.
Yeah, so I'll send this product to you in a link so that you can take a look at it, and because I actually like your feedback.
There's a lot of different things you can do today. If you're actually beetroot does, breath work can. I mean, there's lots of things that we can do to increase nitric oxide if we have disruptions in that pathway. But I always recommend people do not take arginine because they know what they're doing, because in certain percentage of the population, people who take arginine actually will cause them to over-methylate and make more protonitrate. So citrulline is a safer bet.
Citrulline, okay.
Citrulline is a safer bet, yeah. It doesn't have any ill side effects. Actually, citrulline is probably the better solution for erectile dysfunction. Increases the flow.
Yeah. So give me one second here. I'm going to have a quick commercial so we can, and I'm going to do it fast, and I think it's like 30 seconds here.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
All right. So let's see here. If Philip is still there, because I know what Philip's issue is. Philip, if you're still there, why don't you just sort of post a comment real quick? And instead of us doing this, the collective, maybe Dr.
I can just pull this from Philip really quick, because there's one person bothering him.
I know who it is.
He's allowed in, right?
Yeah.
You know, we can look at that, and it's stifling him from speaking his truth. Now it's actually got a rope around his neck, so we just pull that off.
Wow.
That, and then we'll fix. It's not affecting his lymphatics, but it's affecting the vagus nerve. So we can just fix the vagus nerve, so not in that fight or flight. This is that one really a lot in a bad body system at 17 years old. So the original occurrence was 17. There was a curse. So we have a curse that was there. And so that curse was just a bad belief system. It was like, you know, you didn't want to, just wanted to have control over him. That was the rope around the neck of him not being able to speak up and find his own power and find his own path. So once we pull the curse, that, cool. So now, Philip, are you on the line right now?
I don't know that he called in. Let me see.
I just left it at one certain circumstance. That should be a lot better for him. His neck and his trap should feel a lot looser right now.
And I was coughing up for him. That was that coughing, was it?
Yeah. There was a curse that we lifted from earlier. And there was that one individual that he brought in. So that should actually do quite a good job.
Okay, so
I think he has an appointment with me, I think, in a few weeks, so
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
follow
yeah.
up on that.
Yeah. I think that actually cleared that. It at least cleared a big part of it, because it came out of me. So I tend to cough it up or sneeze out, yawn it, things like that.
Good.
So well done. Thank you. And so let's see if there's any other
requests. That's a lot of people's problems. A lot of people like to claim they're an empath. And they say they're an empath, and they take on everybody's problems. And it's kind of funny if when we look at what's going on with empathy, and a lot of people are you know, say that's what they value is empathy, and they say they're empaths, but the reality is they're only able to really feel their own pain. It's not really other people. They think they're empath because they're emotional, right? And so, but a true empath feels for other people and wants to make a difference. And they do something about it. They actually go out there and take action. A narcissist doesn't take action.
Right.
A narcissist, these people are empaths and say they are. They're not doing anything about it. How are you making a difference in the world? How do you want to show up? And so it's become very narcissistic. Empath is not what society is calling an empath. They're narcissists. And so an empath takes other people's stuff and holds on to it, and they don't want to have other people feel that pain, so they do something. They're taking action.
Right. And that's thank you, right? Because that's a huge distinction. And I think we've made that distinction on the show once before, but never – there's never enough time that we can do that. Because, you know, just, I think that people are standing up to lead others through their own journey. You know, I have a family member, and it was probably 2 decades ago that this family member was bringing organic foods to events. She was bringing her own food, like when we had, you know, joint family parties and stuff. And she never told, like, you know, I didn't know about organic. I was sleeping, right? I was awake. And instead of sharing why it was so important to eat organic, meaning, so for those, I think everyone who's on the show today knows.
She was just worried about being judged. She didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but that doesn't make, and she considers herself empathic. It didn't, she wasn't willing, after she had knowledge, to share the wisdom.
Yeah.
Because she is afraid of her own shit. You know, you know, so like that.
Well, let me tell you something, though. I mean, you can eat organic all you want and get rid of the processed foods. Right. You know, actually, the toxicity. But remember what I said about a person in the right because he can't be affected by a pathogen that goes the same chemicals. Look at Wim Hof. The guy, Wim Hof, can bring toxic materials and, like, doesn't even affect him, right? So he has the power to transform that. Anyway, what will happen is you can eat, we see this all the time. People, you know, live poor lifestyles and live to be 110, you know,
right,
and you got people that live really lifestyle and exercise, mm-hmm. and they die early on because they have a mental state of something that they were internalizing that they are disconnecting from.
Yeah, well, and so here's
my mind. So all of a sudden now that person who eats organic and lives a healthy life, and says, well, that happened. Because that's the same part of them. Every single case against her. Now, they won't want to hear this, and they're going to be in denial of it. That's why they have cancer.
Right.
Every case of cancer on an emotional level deals with wanting a way out. Mm-hmm. A cancer cell is a cell that has a survival. A cancer cell only survives on sugar. It doesn't utilize protein, doesn't utilize fats as well. Right. And so that's that cell's last chance of survival. It's just like that person is struggling to survive. There's something in their lives to address that they don't feel like they can overcome and life isn't worth living. On
right.
a subconscious level, they want to die.
I'm with you 100%. You helped me with my cancer, right?
Well, first of all, you're curing your cancer because you don't own it.
What's that?
You don't know cancer.
No,
not
I don't
cancer.
Own the cancer. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But for the point is that we reversed it together. I did my part, you did your part, and we reversed it, and I disowned it, right? Because I didn't want to live. I didn't want to see what was happening to humanity. It was too much for my eyes to see. And
And then I decided not to own that either, right? Because
right.
it's not mine to own.
And right.
Other people's choice to match.
Right. So, we all control everyone. Everyone has free will.
Right, right, right. And
right.
someone wants to say hello to you. She's a little frustrated this morning, as you can see. She's like, I want to say hi to Uncle Steven.
Zeus is still sleeping.
I well, they got up. I was wondering when Zeus was going to come on.
I took him for a walk to go to the bathroom. He's just, Zeus. Here he comes. Come here.
Come on, Zeus. Oh, and Dago wants to hi. Say hi to Zeus. That's the.
Here, buddy. Wake him up.
Oh, she's all excited now. She's like, come on.
Here.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, buddy.
Say hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Hi, Zeus. Say hi to Dago and Tinkerbell. Oh, hi. Here you are, Zeus.
He just woke up.
So we went and I saw about 9 or 10 senior dogs that I worked on Saturday as a volunteer. And we did healing. One dog, Prancer, was not able to really prance and his left side. And when we completed our energy healing, he was right up and down the sidewalk. So it was sweet. You know, it was sweet. So.
Yeah, I think Zeus is up. He's ready. He's ready for his beef tallow.
Yeah. So, well, let me just say this. Let me. I want to go through gratitude. It's important to me, and I know it's important to you as well. So, I just want to, first of all, thank you the gifts that you give to me and my family, the gifts that you give to the world. Your wisdom and Andrew and I talk about you a lot to others, and the one thing that we say about you is yes, how wise you are, but you have no ego, because you don't have ego, which makes you even more powerful and more beautiful to you. So thanks for everything that you do.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank you to all of our listeners today. So Chris, thank you for always being a huge contribution. Philip Cannon. We had Pamela here today. Maika, thank you for being here. Courtney. And then, a host of other people. Let's Andrew, my husband, of course, I should forget that. Teddy June. She is a lot like we've been friends for 30 years. Lisa. Lisa Anderson, I'm not going to try to do the name, sorry, not qualified. We just want to thank you for tuning in, being part of the show, and making what we do possible. So anything else you want to add? Oh, my goodness. Let me make sure I have your information.
Don't forget Leroy if he's still listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Leroy, for tuning in and to the show and contributing, because you are a huge contribution to the world. We are grateful. If you need to get in touch with Steven, you want to...
He's good. He can make a difference. He's frustrated because he feels he's done.
Yeah, and know that you did make a difference for people today on the show as well. Thank you, Steve. This is how you get in touch with Steven. So he's www. The number is 847-372-8874. Get in touch with me. It's 847-738-0242. I'll put that in the scroll. So we love to be the conduit to help people heal themselves. Thank you. Anything you want to? So what I want to do, we do have 2 minutes, okay? So I'm going to keep this up here, and I'm going to show you this. You should talk to us about Perova and the immune system, okay?
Right.
I'm going to hold this back.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, this product is the solution that everyone has wanted for leaky gut. It's the bloat, indigestion, the gas, all the stuff that people are concerned about that comes from eating the high processed standard American diet we're on. And so the inflammation is there, produces a PLA. PLA, that inflammatory protein, APLA, which is derived from that product, we have a specialized process. And when we make that product, it's the antibody to the inflammatory protein that ends up those functions, allows us to utilize our nutrients better. So the problem is we aren't absorbing a lot of our nutrients now because of the damage that's been done, and this reverses that, allows us to utilize more of the nutrients we consume, which is why people take that, and if we utilize the nutrients we're consuming, they just put muscle and lose body fat without even trying. The bloat, the gas, the indigestion just disappears because it's stopping the permeable gut. There's not a product like it. Probiotics in some people can cause inflammation. This product has side effects and only reduces the inflammation related to SPA. So you can order it. Go to my website. You go to ProTouchRehab.com. You order if you're over immune. And I think we close out with what our intention was when we first started, right?
Yes.
And so you're all love, smiling, contributing to others, living through.
We
embrace and fully accept ourselves and our own uniqueness.
Yes.
And acknowledge each and acknowledge ourselves. We're all acknowledged.
Amen, amen, amen. So be it, so be it, so be it. So it is. So I'm going to make a clip of this show.
Okay.
So you have this. I just also want to add one other thing. So I've taken this. I took it for about almost 2 months. It makes your nails grow like crazy. Your hair go like crazy.
Your nails. When you reduce the body's ability, actually, when you reduce the inflammation in the gut and your body doesn't have to fight the inflammation, it can focus on other secondary features like fighting infection, like growing hair, skin, and nails, like building muscle tissue, right? Those are secondary and tertiary functions. Reduce inflammation is primary. So when we reduce the inflammation, it can perform other functions. Puts those as higher level on that ladder.
Yeah. So I've really enjoyed taking the product, and we keep stock of it in our house. So, Andrew's now starting it. He started it probably 2 weeks ago. So, and it's interesting. He was running about 3 miles a day, and I don't know if this is coordinated or not, but now he was running 5.5 miles in a day. It's a great product. So, and thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome.
So we are going to have three comments in here. Hold on. Maybe I'll turn it off. Let's see. Lots of thank you. Susan Essentials, thank you for your guidance and attitudes of love and help. Thank you, Teddy. Chris says, thank you. Andrew says, thank you for your amazing healing, Dr. Steven. And so let's spread the gratitude, spread the love and the joy and the peace. All right.
Great to spend time with you.
Likewise. Take care.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.